Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into First Take. Steve Geller and Jeff Nowak bringing you till 10 a.m. That's when the Bud Light countdown to kickoff starts with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert, and will lead up to game time with Hoss and Deuce on the call in the broadcast booth way atop the Caesar Superdome, where I'm sure it's nice and chilly this morning. That's a noon star for us right here, and definitely looking forward to a game before the bye week, Jeff. Haven't made any plans yet, but definitely looking forward to my downtime as well.
Yeah, well, they already made the coaching change, so I can at least operate safely.
Nothing's going to happen there, right?
That was what I was worried about. They were going to wait, and then those couple days where you could kind of relax, you're going to be like pins and needles, like, oh, what are they going to do? but no, bye weeks are nice. You know, I think this Saints team would have preferred, you know, it's funny, the schedule comes out and you look at a week 12 bye and you're like, well, we expect to have a winning record by that point. So that's a great time to have a bye. When you're struggling the way the Saints did in your first half of your schedule, you kind of wish, oh man, a week 9 bye would have been nice, wouldn't it? Right in the middle of that, you know, like that Derek Carr injury, so you could kind of get that free week without your starting quarterback.
Yeah, that seems like a whole nother lifetime besides the weeks 1 and 2 now, too, the Spencer Rattler experience.
This season has contained multitudes. But no, I mean, a win today would go a long way. Again, like, I think there's going to be positive vibes in here. It's going to be a good environment. But that can go away quickly, right? Like, if you come out here and you lay a dud today, no one's going to be talking about Rizzy Ball anymore. They're going to be talking about draft picks, you know?
And who's the next head coach?
Yeah, and coaching candidates.
Right, exactly. Right?
So it's a big one.
Looking at the big news for today is definitely Eric McCoy back in the mix for the black and gold. The center had gone down after the first series against Philadelphia week 3. Yep. And having him back, definitely huge for this offensive line. And Darren Rizzi talked about having the center back in the flow for this team. And here's what he had to say on McCoy.
You certainly can get more creative with a guy like Eric because there's so much he can do. He has very few limitations. And so when you bring in a backup at any position, you may try to simplify some things and not get as complicated. What Eric allows you to do is open up the whole playbook. You know, there's really nothing that the offensive line can't do with him in there. And so without getting too detailed, you know, there's really, we're not handcuffed or we're not, you know, hamstrung into anything that we can't do. And so it opens up everything because, you know, in my opinion, he's got no limitations as a center.
No limitations, indeed. And quarterback Derek Carr talks about his center, Eric McCoy, as well, and what he thinks he means to this offensive line.
Just his leadership, you know, his ability to communicate when things aren't as scouted, his recall, just on, you know, his experience, just being able to make sure he knows, oh, that's not a good call, make this call. You know, he can fix problems on the fly. You know, things that no one will ever see, no one will ever know. You know, just handling the unscouted looks, handling those things, and then winning his matchups. You know, the ability to, you know, get to the second level, third level, you know, and make blocks. You know, like I said, you know, you don't ever, when someone gets hurt, you don't just replace that person because they bring a certain way about them and skill set to be that guy. You know, but know, guys stepped in and played really good football for us. But anytime you get somebody back, you're excited for what they're able to bring as well.
Is it hard to just like qualify a center's importance to the offense? You know, I mean, like, yeah. I guess you can see like a tackle and be like, oh, well, yeah. Big pass rusher or whatever. But like a center is responsible for so much stuff.
The leadership. 100%. I would think it would never be something like, you know, if you have a fantasy team, you would never understand why he's important. You know, like you would never understand, you know, unless you're playing Madden. You know, you need someone with a good rating, I guess. You know, you need him. But just to the naked eye, if you're just watching the game, you would never, you know, unless he gets just run over. You know, no one ever talks about the center. You know, but what he is able to do for us, and some of the blocks we ask him to get to and reach, and I've only been around a couple guys that can do some things that he can do, and you know him, Rodney Hudson's one of them. The things he's able to do, and the way he's able to communicate, and like I said, the unscouted looks, you know, the stuff that you don't practice, that someone throws a wrench at you, he feels the pressure coming. We didn't talk about that, but he fixes it, and really then our time on task together, you know, just the repetitions, the blitzes, us watching it together, you know, the blitz meeting, we sit next to each other, watching it, communicate and see it the same way. You know, those reps that we've, you know, put in the bank, you know, those things, those are like gold, you know, because then it comes up in a game and you do it. And so, like I said before, I thought our guys handled that stuff really well. But, you know, for a quarterback, it's nice when he's there, you know, because you know exactly what you're getting. You know exactly, you know, that he knows the calls to make and all those things to put everyone else on the same page to do their job.
We talked about this too, Jeff, on the Inside Black and Gold podcast, of that factor of having McCoy backs helps relieve a little bit of stress, at least, of responsibilities off of a Derek Carr.
Yeah, and I mean, Clint Kubiak's offense, they want the center to handle protection calls, right? Like, that's how they want to operate. Now, I don't know how much of that has shifted to Derek Carr over the last 7 weeks or whatever, how long it's been since McCoy's been out. But definitely some of it has, and the onus has been on him more so than the center to get that done. And if the center, when you have a backup center in there and he's not making – I mean, Shane Lemieux had never played center in his life before stepping in there week four. You think you're asking him to make all of those protection calls? Absolutely not. You're hoping he can survive. And the same could be said for Connor McGovern. I think Connor has played admirably. I think he's performed admirably in his time here. But, you know, there's no, you know, and you don't want to talk about Connor in a way that's like, we don't appreciate what he did. But there's no questioning that was a step down for multiple reasons. And if you ever needed to, you know, if you ever went into a season of like, how valuable is the center? I mean, just look at how the offense changed from weeks one and two until now. And that's not to say the Saints are going to be able to get back to where they were in weeks one and two. They don't have any of their wide receivers anymore. Like, that was obviously a problem. But you should be able to run the ball a lot more effectively. And I think you'll be able to get into better looks against, you know, the defense. And especially unscouted looks is what Derek talked about. It's like you can have a plan for a lot of things, but sometimes they'll throw something out you've never seen before. And how do you handle that? And the center is a big part of that, and Eric's a big part of that. He's seen it all. He's been around forever. I say forever. I mean, he's only been around since 2019. It feels like forever because he started from day one in front of Drew Brees, right? Like, I think we take for granted how important it was to put a center in front of Drew Brees when Max Unger suddenly retired and you didn't have a first-round pick. You had to go find a center, and they did, and Eric, and they hit. It's one of the Saints' better draft picks over the last 6-7 years. But I do think, like, his importance to this team kind of underscores the fact that you don't have a particularly deep offense. You don't have a lot of star players on this offense like you used to. And that's not a good thing. But, no, there's no question that getting Derek out there in terms of, like, your calls are going to be more high level, your looks are going to be more high level. And then the fact that he's just a very good center, like, from a pass protection standpoint, from a run game standpoint, from an athleticism standpoint, he's just a good player. And so anytime you get good players back, that's helpful. But he also makes the people around him better, and that's what you were missing the most. Like, even if Connor McGovern played, stood on his head and played incredibly well, you still weren't getting that kind of, you know, rising tide of having Eric in there to make Caesar Ruiz better, to make the left guard better, whether that's Nick Saldivari or somebody else. Like, right. So you're getting that back this week. I am curious to see whether, you know, there's some rust. Anytime you miss that much time at the NFL level, you're going to have some rust. And I don't know what rust looks like at the center position, but hey, if some snaps get away from him, you know, that's gonna be a problem. And it's something that, you know, if it happens this week, you'll be like, well, he hasn't snapped them all in forever, right? Of course, you know. So That's going to be something to watch. But it's good to have Eric back. You know, he's an emotional leader. He's a literal leader on this team. So he'll be helpful.
What you were saying right there, Jeff, leads right into our next bite. Eric McCoy was asked in the locker room, how hard does he think it's going to be for him to get back into that flow with the offensive line?
Well, you know, I came back today. I was just a little bit rusty. But, you know, by the time Sunday comes around, I feel like I'll be back in tip-top shape, tip-top execution, hand placement, all those things.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, obviously a tough matchup against a Cleveland team that has a brutal defensive line. We all know Myles Garrett, but McCoy was asked too, just as a whole, what's it like going against this Browns front?
It's a damn good defensive line, like all across the board. Obviously, you got Myles Garrett, elite player in the NFL. Dalvin Tomlinson, an elite run stopper. Shelby Harris, been in the league a long time, another really good run stopper. And they do get after people. So it'll be a challenge for us. Like, we're going to step up to the plate, and all five of us are going to have to play well and play in cohesion for us to have a successful game.
Yeah, definitely a tough test right off the bat you get coming back facing the Cleveland Browns front, but I'm sure, you know, it is what it is in the NFL. You're going to be facing top talent every single week because it's not going to get any easier with the Browns. After the Browns, you do get the bye, but boom, you come back. You got a Rams front that's pretty brutal as well. So interested to see how this team responds today. Protecting Derek Carr, obviously, going to be at the forefront. And you mentioned as well where Eric, I think, can really help out is the Saints run game, which has been up and down. There's been moments where you've seen some positive flashes, but way too far and few between, honestly.
Yeah, and I don't think they necessarily ran the ball particularly well last week. I think they did in the first half. In the second half, things got bogged down, and you didn't establish the line of scrimmage the way you probably hoped you would. You punted five times in the second half of that game, and a lot of it was because you weren't getting positive gains on first and second down in the run game. So yeah, we'll see. You know, this Cleveland defense has not been great at stopping the run. They're middle of the pack. And I think that's going to go a long way. It's like, okay, how do you establish the run and how do you stop the run? And, I think I termed it in my, like, pregame column as the stoppable force meets the movable object, right? Because the Browns are, 28th in the NFL and running the ball. And I know I'm switching sides of the line here, but
that's fine.
You know, the run games for both sides are going to be massively important. And the Saints are like 27th in the NFL in terms of average yards per game allowed on the ground. You know, a lot of that's been dictated by explosive plays, right? If you take away the 60-something yard touchdown run from Bijan, the 37-yard touchdown run, I'm sorry, from Saquon,
right,
the 37-yard touchdown run from Bijan, there's a 30-something yard touchdown run from Sean Tucker, there's a 30-something yard run from Bucky Irving mixed in there, right? If you take away those explosive runs, those days don't look nearly as effective. Now, obviously, you can't do that.
I was going to say, you can't get rid of that on the stat sheet.
But you can fix it. You can look at, okay, what do we screw up on this one play? And, like, okay, what do we do right on these other plays? But no, the Browns haven't been able to run the ball. You think, oh, this team has Nick Chubb or whatever. They haven't for a lot of the season, but they're ranked 28th in the NFL. or 28th in the NFL in yards per game. It's 90-something yards per game on the ground. And since he's been back, that number's actually gotten worse. It's gone down to like 78. They're 30th in the NFL. He's got 100-something yards on 40 carries, I think. He's averaging 2.7 yards per carry since he came back. So, you know, the Saints don't – you know, the problem is you don't want to be the get-right team for all these running backs, and it feels like the Saints are right now. So, if they can establish the run, if they can stop the run, they should win this game. If they can't, then it's going to be, you know, a coin toss.
I started laughing just because thinking of Nick Chubb dealing with injuries, and that's not the funny part, but what popped in my head was – Mike Tyson's feet in that matchup, the boxing match we just saw against Jake Paul.
You know who won that? You know who really won that matchup? The people who decided not to stay up to watch it.
Oh, for sure. I totally agree. I was like, I can't believe I wasted my time and fell for this and actually thought it was going to be entertaining. Not only that, obviously, the issues that Netflix was having with the streaming.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, not a good look. And the Netflix has hosted an NFL playoff game this year, guys.
Like, yeah, for some reason, my wife doesn't think there's going to be as much traffic for that. I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, there won't. That was like the streaming event of the century.
I still think an NFL game on Christmas is going to be heavy volume.
Oh, it's a Christmas game? It's not a playoff game?
They do have a Christmas, and I think they are doing playoffs as
well. Yeah, no, I mean, it'll have a lot of volume, but no, the numbers for that were insane. It's because of the buildup. Like,
sure.
You got to give them credit. They built that thing up.
Everybody had to see what was going to happen, too.
But if I'm the NFL, I'm looking at Netflix, like, guys, can you handle this? Like, are you okay? Hopefully they got the bugs out of their system. That's not what we came to talk about, but go ahead.
No, like I said, I just thought about Nick Chubb's feet and for whatever reason Mike Tyson popped into my head there. The run game with the Cleveland Browns, though, not just Nick Chubb, also Jerome Ford coming back in the mix. So it's going to be interesting because they do have a 1-2 punch there, but it just hasn't been working for them.
No, and I mean, what you need to do is make sure that you're limiting yardage, right? You're limiting things to like 3, 4, 5 yards. You don't want to see Nick Chubb tearing off 10, 15, 20 yard runs. That's how it builds up. Like, you can withstand some early yardage. You cannot allow the chunk plays, right? And that's what Nick Chubb does. He kind of pounds, and then suddenly, 20, 25. And then all of a sudden, you're looking at 150, 200 rushing yards, and you're like, when did that happen?
Well, I feel like we've seen that a lot this year, and you mentioned whatever the running back has been, it's like 4 yards, 6 yards, 7, back to 5, and then all of a sudden...
60.
Right.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can't allow that to happen. And I think Pete Werner, when he's been in there, has been a big difference maker in that regard. So that's why him getting out there, you know... Willie Gay, I like Willie Gay. He gets out of position a little bit too much for my liking. And I go back to that Chris Godwin. It's not a run play, but that Chris Godwin touchdown against the Bucs, which, I mean, it kind of is a run play. He caught the ball behind the line of scrimmage. And it's like that happened because you ran yourself out of the play. And you allowed him to cut back. Joe Woods would say it's a cutback league. You cannot get out of position at the linebacker level because then you're asking your safeties, smaller guys, to come up and make a tackle. And if they miss that tackle, it's to the house. Right, and so that linebacker play in the run game is incredibly important. So let's see how that goes.
Want to hear you sounding off on First Take here, 504-260-1870. Got a bunch of sound to get into, including Jari Evans going to be honored at halftime today, going into the Ring of Honor for the black and gold. It's pretty cool, obviously, being forever memorialized here in the Caesar Superdome. Anytime you get to come in and check it out, you can be like, hey, that's me right there.
And Darren did say he's going to let him stay out at halftime. He's like, all right, Jerry's been here long enough. He's going to do what you want to do. You only go into this one time, so enjoy it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.